听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm with Maud. Have to be here for a birthday party. Might as well stay over.
Yeah, what'd you get her?
Portable fax machine.
You sentimental fool.
Hey, it's easy for you. She's so glad you finally set a date. You'll never have to buy another present.
That's not what she says. I got her a little Picasso. Having it wrapped in town.
What did that cost me?
I don't know. So who's the new bidder on Tyson? Unisat?
And a couple of other companies.
Cash or stock options?
I love it when you talk dirty. What's that?
A dog.
Why?
That's Elizabeth's gift to Mother. She feels guilty about missing the party. She's stuck at some UCLA seminar.
I gotta go pick up Ma's present.
I want you to know something, Linus. I'm glad about Elizabeth.
You should be. She's terrific. She's smart, independent, pretty as hell.
Why don't you marry her?
Go on.
I'm kidding.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm just surprised to see you here.
Well, you know me. Don't you? Can I give you a lift?
Are you on your way home?
Yes.
Wow, that's convenient. Are you sure you wouldn't mind?
You know, I can't remember the name of your street.
It's Horace Lane.
What? That's where I live.
Small world.
Big Lane.
You don't recognize me, do you?
Yeah, of course I do. You're my neighbor. I'm the Horace Lane.
And you're David.
I sure am. One of the lesser therapies.
Oh, in what way lesser?
Pretty much every way. But please, no pity. I could have sworn I knew every pretty girl on the North Shore.
Oh, I could have sworn you took in more territory than that.
Ouch.
Although that was a while ago, I heard somewhere that you're engaged to Daenerys.
Oh, yeah, I am. But we're both very busy, busy people, and it's been very difficult to set a date. So come on, give me a clue. Just one.
Oh, no, this is too much fun.
Please.
Where's your driveway?
I was just going to say that. Would you like to come in for a drink?
What a good idea.
Wow.
Looks like you're having a party.
Tomorrow night.
They used to have lovely parties here.
Oh, then you've been to them?
No. But I saw the lights from a distance. What's the occasion? Too late for an engagement party?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, my fiancé is in California this week. It's actually a birthday party for my mother, but then you probably know that. Listen, the party's at 9 o'clock. Will you come?
Do you really want me to?
Very much. If you'll tell me who you are.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello, Linus.
Sabrina.
Have a good time in Paris?
Yes, thank you.
Sabrina?
You look all grown up.
Sabrina?
Why does he keep saying that?
I need to go find my father. I'll get my bags later.
Wait a minute.
Thanks for the ride.
David. No.
What are you talking about? I was just...
No.
I brought you a scarf, Joanna. A real Paris scarf. I'll show you how to tie it.
Have you seen you?
Yes.
No. Your father.
Oh, Sabrina.
We're going out. Staying in. For laughs.
Better than Christmas. Who's it these?
Haggard. Oh, I hope he's hanged out before tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Is this Larrabee's birthday party?
Yes, I've been invited.
By whom?
By David. Of course, he didn't know it was me when he invited me.
Now that he knows.
I'm still invited, I guess. Maybe I'll try steaming it. Dad, please. I promised myself years ago, all those years, hundreds of times, thousands of times, and now I'm invited.
You're here.
Yes, I am. It's true.
You look beautiful.
So do you. Look good.
I'm so sorry Elizabeth can't be here.
So am I. She gave me a dog.
I can't believe I'm here. Going to a party once in a villa in Provence. I didn't know a single person. Rothschild was there. Everyone was speaking in French. I could hardly understand a word. I felt more comfortable than I do now.
Here, drink this as quickly as possible and it won't seem so strange to you.
Oh, David.
Better?
Not yet.
Trust me, it will be. Which Rothschild?
Baba. I was having money.
Did Elizabeth pick out her dress? Still doing the guest list. 600 so far, and that's just on our side.
It's not a wedding, it's a town.
Stop, it's going to be wonderful. Elegant but simple, lavish but tasteful.
Cheap but expensive.
Rosa! When is he done at the lounge? They'll be gone in 5 minutes. He's fast.
Yes.
You are a princess.
Who's that?
Who?
That girl. The one with David.
That's just...
Oh, my God. It's Sabrina.
Oh, yes, David's known her since she was 2 years old.
She didn't have that dress when she was 2 years old.
She's drinking champagne and eating seafood, and her hair is washed, and her lips are red, and her teeth are white, and he made it so for her.
I don't like you.
Well, Sabrina, when did you get back?
Yesterday. How did I think to Larry?
For a minute, I didn't recognize you.
The haircut.
To say the least.
Some surprise, isn't she, Mother?
She certainly is, son.
Dance with me.
No.
While the music's playing. It's harder when they stop. Come on.
You know, I've been to every party you've ever had. Right there, watching from that tree. Like a bat. And now here we are, dancing in front of God and everyone.
I should have paid more attention to you. I don't know what I was thinking of.
Yourself?
It feels so good to hold you.
Does it?
Do you know how beautiful you are?
No.
You're dazzling.
Dazzling?
Suddenly back in my life and dazzling.
Am I back in your life?
I don't think you realize what you've done to me.
Then you better tell me.
You're changing everything.
She's like a sister to him, Patrick.
I have a sister. That's not how we dance.
Exactly the same. You were perfect, you still are.
Sabrina.
Yes?
Let's go someplace we can talk.
We're not talking.
Someplace else. Please. I haven't seen you in years. I'm not sure I ever saw you. Come with me. For a little while. We could just go...
To the solarium?
What?
It has to be the solarium. And you bring a bottle of champagne. And you put the glasses in the back pockets of your jacket.
I don't think there are any back pockets to my jacket. You weren't paying attention.
And the orchestra will play. How can I remember?
Yes. I'll have them do that.
and then afterwards, I'll wake up.
You got a minute?
Not right now. I actually have an appointment.
Sure you do.
David, what are you doing? Are you insane? Right smack dab in front of your prominent and paranoid future in-laws, you are hustling the chauffeur's daughter.
We were dancing.
Stop dancing.
You mean to tell me I can't have a drink and a dance with an old friend?
Do I look stupid? You know, I never thought of myself as stupid, but maybe I am.
I didn't do anything.
You were planning to.
How do you know?
You're kidding, right?
David, you're like my own son.
I am your own son, Mother.
Exactly. Now, I endured 21 hours of hard labor to bring you into the world. The doctors begged me to take drugs, but I kept saying I wouldn't do anything to hurt my child. Well, I changed my mind. You screw up with Elizabeth, and I swear I'll kill you.
I don't know. There's something about Sabrina. I know this sounds crazy, but I really think that I'm falling in love with her.
Oh, God.
Listen, I didn't plan this. I can't help it. She's so... something. Sensational.
The last time you found someone sensational, it cost the family $1.5 million.
No, this time it's different.
Oh, that's so original. But what about Elizabeth? But you finally find the right girl.
Who's got the right parents, who own the right company.
You asked her to marry you.
Actually, she asked me.
Mother, go outside and blow out your candles.
Can't we send somebody?
David, what do you think Sabrina wants? She's lived her whole life above that garage with her nose pressed against the glass or in that tree watching us at parties. Now you invite her to one. You're in your Rolex jacket or whatever. You tell her to meet you in the solarium. She knows you're going to show up with a bottle of champagne.
That's not it. That has nothing to do with it.
She knows what's coming. The jet to Martha's Vineyard. The cottage full of food and flowers. House seats to some sold-out show. Drinks at the Carlisle. A day or two of that, she'd fall for Noriega. You don't know her. You don't know the way she makes me feel. I can't be engaged to somebody when I feel like this.
David, sit down.
I can't talk about this right now. I have to go someplace.
Sit down.
What?
I sat on the glasses.
Don't move.
Oh.
Go get Dr. Calloway. He's at the
hospital. Who put glasses on the chair?
I'm bleeding. Can we talk about this later?
Oh, my God. Linus, stay with him. Darling, don't worry. Just elevate something.
Bab?
Sabrina.
She's waiting for me.
I'll take care of her.